how to practice language. People who can use their words well are admired. If you can use your words well, you can rouse a crowd to do pretty much anything, to buy your product, to vote for you, to attack the castle. The quickest shortcut to mad attraction is to give a rousing speech, not necessarily a political speech or a sales pitch, only just a couple of stories, maybe told at a party, maybe told at an open mic night, or at an acting class. It's one thing to memorize a set of lines and say them effectively, but consider the holy grail of status and attraction to be words chosen spontaneously and said effectively. Clearly, this is a skill with no upper end. The more you practice, the better you get. Just a bare minimum of skills will take you a long way. If you can remember a simple story and tell it well, a lot of things will happen. First, you'll be the guy speaking. Everybody else will be listening. Everybody will notice that everybody else is listening. This will create authority for you. This will create social proof among the crowd. This will create competition anxiety, all the people watching you. How do you get to this level? Practice like anything else. Practice eye contact. Practice delivery techniques. Practice carefully placed pauses. How do you practice? Where do you practice? If you are hoping to become a world-class piano player, eventually playing to sold-out gigs, how would you practice? Would you practice in front of others? Nope. You'd practice at home, by yourself. Speaking is similar, but people don't tend to see speaking and the general use of language as something that you can practice. Most people believe you can either do it or you can't, but you can practice speaking, just like you can practice playing an instrument, by yourself, when nobody can hear you. And this is when you can take speaking to another level, to speak metaphorically. If you speak metaphorically, you will speak from your subconscious, and you will speak to their subconscious. This will forever move you away from conscious ideas and behaviors. Metaphors move minds and hearts and emotions. If you're trying to sell a car, you might get away with explaining all the features and benefits of the engine. But when selling ideas, the more metaphors you use, the better. The more you practice using metaphors, the better. You can be the guy or gal people experience and never forget. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.